Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is February 24th, it's a Tuesday, 2015. This is episode 57. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about IELTS Task 2. Before I start, I would like to remind you that there have been four other episodes about the IELTS, and one of them is an overview of the whole task, and this is episode 15. The second one is episode 47, which is about academic writing task 1. Then episode 51 is about speaking part 1. And episode 53 is about speaking test part 2. So if you want to grab those tips before you listen to this one, which is about writing task 2, just go to the webpage, which is at pods.followenglish.com.br, and there you can either use the search box and you can search for IELTS, and then you will have all these five episodes so far about IELTS. So this one, let's get started then. Let's talk a little bit about the second writing task. And this is for both academic and general training versions, as the second writing task is some sort of essay. And basically what you have to do in this case is it's an opinion essay, so you should decide on a position and take a position, I mean, and then write some supporting ideas, and that's how you should address that, let's say, the writing task too. So I'm going to start basically by giving you an overview of what you have to do and the number of words and whatnot, and then I would like to give you some tips about what kind of vocabulary to use and how to organize your essay so that you can get a good score either in IELTS general training test or the academic version. So I would like to start by reminding you that writing task 2 is you're supposed to write 250 words. So that's a reasonably long text, and you will have 40 minutes for that. Of course, this is just a suggested time, because for the suggestion for writing task 1 is 20 minutes, and for task 2, 40 minutes, as you have to write more words. And also because you have to remember that writing task 2 is more important than writing task 1. It weighs much more on your final score for the writing. So you should address this task more carefully so as to get a good score. I always recommend to start writing task 2 with a short introduction, which will contain, so this let's call this paragraph 1, which will contain your overview of the topic. A general overview, maybe a sentence or two to introduce the topic. And it might be a good idea to include your position in the introduction, or at least a glimpse into your introduction, into your position, let's say. If you don't feel comfortable to state your position right at the beginning, alternatively, you could simply start the discussion in a more general way. And the discussion will either be something like two different views. I don't know, the government should invest more money on education. to what extent do you agree or disagree with the following statement or with the statement above, sorry. But then you have this kind of task, you know, this is an example. And then if you start discussing the negative and positive aspects of it, you can start doing that in paragraph one in a more general way. And then when you move into paragraph two, either if you have stated your position already in the introduction, you could come up with your first supporting idea. So supporting idea one, let's call it. And then in the following paragraph, you could add another supporting idea. So let's call this supporting idea two for paragraph three. So again, just to recap, paragraph one, an introduction with a short general overview of the topic and possibly your position, whether you agree or disagree or to what extent you agree. Maybe you can start the discussion in a more general way, and then you have paragraph two with supporting idea one and paragraph three with supporting idea two. Now, one thing it's important to keep in mind for the paragraphs that you have your supporting ideas, it's a nice idea to follow four steps here, or make sure that you have these four steps. Step number one is discuss both views or positive, negative aspects of something. Then second thing you should bear in mind for these paragraph two and three is link your ideas wisely. I mean, use connectors. So that's the second tip. Then tip number three is include relevant examples from your own experience. So if you're discussing this issue related to education, maybe you can think about some local projects or something that has worked in a positive way with government funding, something like that. This is just what's coming to my mind right now, but it could be some example from your own experience, something you know about, and some contribution, some more personal contribution. That's what I mean. And the last tip here for paragraphs two and three is to take a clear position. Because for the reader, if you're reading an essay and you never know where the writing wants to take you, then it might, each paragraph where you have a supporting idea should have a clear focus. And a clear focus, I mean, be objective. Don't go around in circles, but actually state what you want to express, the opinion you want to express clearly. Then you can have another paragraph, which let's call it a closing paragraph. So that's paragraph four, where you can either restate your position or also add a couple of comparative structures first and then restate your position. But I think you should restate your position to bring your essay to a close in a nice way. So to show that you had some kind of focus all the way through. You know, you started by stating your position and you gave supporting ideas and showing that you have a clear position, and then finally the closing paragraph should be convincing, let's say, showing that you are consistent with your idea. Yeah, so as in task two, you may score some important points to get a good final score for the writing. Remember that it's always a good idea to use a range of vocabulary to demonstrate that you have a good command of sophisticated vocabulary. That's if you want to go for a 7 or an 8 or even a 9. Try to also use a range of different structures. Then I'm talking about, of course, here I'm talking about grammar. It's a good idea to show that you have a good command of some sophisticated structures. And remember to include connectors when you link your ideas. That will make your focus, let's say, the consistency with your own opinion and with your position, and also in a way that your text is cohesive, let's say. If you use connectors well, you can state your ideas and express your opinion more clearly, I would say. So this is it. I hope you do well when you take the IELTS. Good luck on your exams. And I'm sorry I took so long to write to post another episode. It's because I was traveling. I was on vacation. I spent 2 weeks away from home. And now I'm back, and I hope to keep posting more often. I'll see you next time. Bye.